Lesson 3. Please leave a message after you hear the beep. Pages 23 and 24. Listen to the dialogue.
This is 510-2878. Please leave a message after you hear the beep.
Oh no, I can't do it. Everyone has an answering machine these days. It's really a pain. I'm going to go out of my mind. I'm going to hang up. But I have to leave a message. I know. I'll write it down so I can call back and read it. Where's a pencil? Okay. I'll say, "Hi, this is Melissa. I'm calling about the apartment for rent. Please call me back at 415-2550. I'm usually here in the evening. Thank you." Okay, where's that number?
Melissa, what's going on? You look so nervous. Can you stand still for a minute?
No, I can't. I'm trying to get up the nerve to leave a message on someone's answering machine.
You're afraid of answering machines?
Uh-huh. I freeze and get tongue-tied, and I don't really know why. I just don't like talking into a machine.
Want me to do it for you?
Thanks, but I think I should do this on my own. I wrote down what I want to say, and I was just about ready to call and leave a message when you walked in.
Good for you. Do you want me to leave while you make your call?
Don't be silly. Just have a seat and wish me luck. Okay, now, I'd better take a deep breath first. All right, here goes.
Now play the dialogue again. Stop the recording after each phrase or sentence and repeat what the speakers say.
Pages 31 and 32. Exercise 2. Listen to the completed dialogue.
Thank you for calling. If you have a touch-tone phone and would like information about your phone bill, press 1 now. If you would like to change your service or arrange new telephone service, press 2 now. If you would like information about our telephone store, press 3 now. If you have a rotary phone, please stay on the line and an operator will help you shortly.
I am going out of my mind. Every time I pick up a phone, I hear a machine. I guess I should press 2. Boy, they really play terrible music while they make you wait. What's going on here? I've been waiting at least 5 minutes. I'll have to call back later. Hello? Oh, I was just about ready to hang up.
Sorry to keep you waiting. How may I help you?
Hi. I'd like to cancel my call waiting service.
May I have your number, please?
415-2550.
Okay. We can put that change into effect starting tomorrow morning. May I ask your reason for canceling this service?
Sure. My friends don't like the interruption. They say they would rather hear a busy signal than hear me say, "Sorry, I have another call. Can you hold on?" To be honest with you, I don't like the interruption either.
Now play the dialogue again. Stop the recording after each phrase or sentence and repeat what the speakers say.
Page 32, Exercise 3, Dictation. You will hear the dictation 3 times. First, just listen. Melissa doesn't worry a lot, but she freezes when she has to talk on an answering machine. She gets tongue-tied and doesn't know what to say. One day, when she made a call about renting an apartment, she heard the greeting, "Please leave a message after you hear the beep." When she heard this, she hung up and wrote down what she wanted to say. When she was just about ready to call back, Steve walked in. She told him about how afraid she was, and he offered to make the call for her. Melissa thanked him, but told him that she had to make the call on her own. She told him to have a seat and wish her luck, and then she took a deep breath and made the call. Now, as you listen, write the dictation. Melissa doesn't worry a lot, comma. But she freezes. When she has to talk. On an answering machine, period. She gets tongue-tied. And doesn't know what to say, period. New paragraph. One day, comma. When she made a call, about renting an apartment, comma. She heard the greeting, comma. Quote, please leave a message. After you hear the beep, period. End quote. When she heard this, comma, she hung up and wrote down what she wanted to say, period. When she was just about ready, to call back, comma, Steve walked in. Period. She told him about how afraid she was, comma, and he offered to make the call for her. Period. Melissa thanked him, comma, but told him that she had to make the call on her own, period. She told him to have a seat and wish her luck, comma, and then she took a deep breath and made the call, period. Now, listen to the dictation again and check what you have written. Melissa doesn't worry a lot, but she freezes when she has to talk on an answering machine. She gets tongue-tied and doesn't know what to say. One day, when she made a call about renting an apartment, she heard the greeting, "Please leave a message after you hear the beep." When she heard this, she hung up and wrote down what she wanted to say. When she was just about ready to call back, Steve walked in. She told him about how afraid she was, and he offered to make the call for her. Melissa thanked him, but told him that she had to make the call on her own. She told him to have a seat and wish her luck, and then she took a deep breath and made the call.